Second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded, any discussion?
Your Honor, do we have some people that want to testify?
We have them.
Does anybody want to speak?
We have four people that wish to address this. We'll begin with the top of the list, Dorothy Unsweat. If you come forward and state your name and address, please.
Dorothy Hunt Sweat, mile 8¾ to Movia Highway. And I wrote out what I want to say because I'm pretty passionate about this, and so then I get sidetracked. My husband says, sideline. How much more of SEPA's manipulation directed at the communities of Petersburg and Wrangell must we endure? How much more do we want to do this? I submit it is paramount for Wrangell to keep control of our natural resources of Tyee, which is in our borough. I'm amazed that supposed smart thinking leaders in Petersburg have rolled over and given up all control, their control, to SEPA. Actually, I'm really sick of that. I'm sick of SEPA's operation and management. They're stepping in and saying, we're going to make it better. And so when you say, how are you going to make it better? They really don't tell us that. It's, you know, it's all SEPA does, they're supposedly an operation and management. They don't have control unless we give it to them. If we give it to them, yee-haw, they're happy. And I think it's time SEPA pays their bills. They have skated on our backs, Petersburg and Wrangell, with what they called unbillable expenses for how many years? Please send a resounding message to SEPA. We will maintain control of our natural resources right here in the borough of Wrangell. Our citizens, those people who have elected everyone, are expecting our elected officials to be forward thinkers for years down the road, not just today, not even tomorrow, but years down the road. They expect us to think ahead, plan ahead, with honesty and integrity for every single voter in the borough. Thank you.
Thank you. And next is Michael Nichols.
Michael Nichols, 11A Panhandle Trailer Court. I handed out some information that'll kind of dovetail with what I'm going to say. I believe there's two things that are paramount here. One's short-term and the other's long-term regarding Thomas Bay Power Authority. In the short-term, the non-net billable shortcomings. Petersburg remains adamant in not funding their portion, and SEPA remains steadfast in not paying what, for all intent and purpose, is legitimate operations and maintenance expenses. SEPA's excuse, and it was put to me by a couple of SEPA staff members, we never had to pay this before. Well, they paid a spin doctor, someone to tell us how great they are, a considerable amount of money. My understanding is somewhere near $100,000. They never had to pay that before. I kind of wonder if they paid their administrative costs. I'd be willing to bet pretty much my salary that they did. Secondly, Ketchikan will have to pay some of it. Rightly so. There's three communities and two power projects. Ketchikan received approximately $1 million worth of power each year for the last two fiscal years from Tyee. That's not counting what went north from Swan. There's some come that way too, but nowhere near as much. They should have to pay for at least a portion, an equitable portion, of the legitimate O&M costs of running the project. Thirdly, why should TAI pay for their portion of TAI expense? Why should Wrangell pay for their portion of the TAI expenses? SEPA is steadfast in following an outdated four-dam pool policy, policy the community is directly funding the administration of their respective projects. It doesn't work anymore. There's three projects, three communities, two projects, excuse me. Policies need to be periodically reviewed and adjusted appropriately. Three communities need to share in the administration cost of both these projects. And the simplest way is through the monthly billing process. In the beginning, Thomas Bay was formed to represent Wrangell and Petersburg, and this has now evolved, or maybe devolved, depending on one's perspective, to simply be the operations and maintenance contractor for the TAI project. SEPA staff recognizes this, and it's evidenced by Trey Acton's comments at the meeting on September 10th, the workshop, where he said Thomas Bay Power Authority was only an O&M contractor. Now, if SEPA had any other contractor operating the project, there'd be no discussion of administrative costs. They'd be paid, no question. Why is Thomas Bay different now? Because of an outdated policy. A letter to SEPA will only prolong the problem, as I fully expect them to refuse to fund it. Their staff categorizes it as a not billable to SEPA. Why should Wrangell be saddled with this problem? The problem of solving the dilemma of what to do with Thomas Bay Power Authority. All expenses by Thomas Bay are required to be coded per Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rules. That's FERC. And as such, FERC Code 539 specifically validates clerical work as a legitimate expense. And in my budget, I have plenty of money to cover those expenses. The city should just withhold those administrative costs from the monthly power payment. Petersburg should be doing the same thing. And put the ball in SEPA's court, see what they'll do. In the long term, of course, we have TBPA's restructuring. Wrangell should never relinquish control of their natural resources. Thomas Bay Power Commission and Thomas Bay Power Authority, in my opinion, need to be separated. The commission needs to return to the original function of looking for and finding alternative power. As you said, Mayor, the people of the Southeast is growing. They're going to need more power. In order to entice industry in, you have to have more power. Since Petersburg has renounced its joint obligation with Wrangell, Thomas Bay Power Authority should be absorbed into Wrangell somehow. Thomas Bay should continue to provide operations and maintenance at the TAI facility, and the employees should be answerable to Wrangell, possibly as a separate department answerable to the city manager. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you. Paul Wenders.
I wish to defer to the Honorable Robin Taylor first.